This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Just wow, the picture that is emerging now of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. The crimes, the corruption, the bribery, the kickbacks, the collusion, the selling of official influence. This is criminal beyond anything that we've ever seen in the White House. This is the Biden family is a crime family, just as Trump said. And what's coming out from Rudy Giuliani and from these leaked emails from Hunter Biden's laptop, plus three hard drives full of videos that reportedly show Hunter Biden sexually abusing minors. And this is all coming out, by the way, but the combination of all of this is just unprecedented. And what it really shows, the picture that it paints, is of a twisted crime family where the son, Hunter, is a drug addict. He visits prostitutes. He's probably some kind of a sex pervert or sex addict, probably engages in sex acts with underage teens. That's what is alleged, at least on these videos, according to multiple whistleblowers. And then Hunter Biden gets paid. He gets paid by communist China. He gets paid by Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company. He gets paid by these international oligarchs and sometimes nations and corporations and so on. And he splits the payments 50-50 with his dad, Joe. So this explains how Joe Biden is able to live such a lavish lifestyle, even though he's never officially had much of a salary, because as a vice president, you don't really get paid that much. You know, as a senator, you don't really get paid that much. How did he get so wealthy? He's getting half the money from the shakedowns that Hunter Biden has been running. And the shakedowns, though, they work both ways. At the same time that Hunter is getting paid and using his dad's influence, Joe Biden's influence, to, for example, clobber investigations, criminal investigations into Burisma in Ukraine. At the same time that's happening, enemies of America, such as communist China, are gathering blackmail material that they can use to compromise a Biden presidency or a Biden administration. And this is exactly what has happened. So the reason this hard drive exists, or multiple hard drives, three, of videos of Hunter Biden having sex, allegedly, with minors in China, the reason that exists and the reason it was sent to Nancy Pelosi and the DOJ is because China wants to warn the appropriate parties that China has the goods on the Bidens. So if Biden becomes president, which is, of course, what the left-wing media is pushing and what big tech is pushing, they're all pushing for that. If that becomes reality, the Biden presidency is already compromised by communist China. And then we have a big national security problem, obviously. I mean, at this point, it's so bad. The emails have already emerged and they've been confirmed by other parties that show that the Bidens earn millions of dollars. In fact, if you look at the whole scope of all this, it's hundreds of millions of dollars that are in play. And it's all because of the influence of Joe Biden and the power that he had in his official position at the White House and as a senator before that, and the power that he may have as president. So remember how Hillary Clinton was getting paid all these big international donations to the Clinton Foundation? Remember that before the 2016 election, and how those donations just dropped off and went to zero after Trump won? Well, that's because all of these international sources, these oligarchs, these criminals, they were pre-bribing Hillary Clinton to get influence from her when she was in the White House. But of course, she lost. Trump won. And after that, Hillary Clinton then launched the Russia collusion hoax. She invented it. And then she pushed it through the corrupt FBI, the corrupt DOJ under Sessions at the time, and the State Department, and the stay-behind networks that were still in place that are opposed to President Trump. And, I mean, that was all Hillary Clinton's doing. And now Hillary Clinton wants a position as the defense secretary in a a Joe Biden administration so that she can continue to cover up her crimes and peddle influence and get paid for selling her power to foreign nationals. And this is what the Democrats do. This is what Hillary Clinton was doing, and this is what Joe Biden is doing. And he's been doing it for many, many years. And they got caught. They got caught. By the way, don't forget the FBI has been covering up all of this. The FBI covering up the crimes of Hillary Clinton, the crimes of Barack Obama, the crimes of Joe Biden. The FBI is a criminal cartel under Christopher Wray and James Comey before that. And they're covering for the Democrats, covering up the Democrat crimes. In fact, this laptop from Hunter Biden that's now making bombshell headlines in the New York Post because of all the emails that were on it, this laptop was at first handed over to the FBI over 6 months ago by the repair shop owner because he wanted to do the right thing and thought, wow, this laptop has evidence of crimes and corruption. And look at the photos and videos and emails on here. This is crazy stuff. And he feared for his life. And he turned it over to the FBI. What did the FBI do with it? They buried it. They buried it just like they buried the Anthony Weiner laptop. The FBI deleted it, swept it under the rug, just like always happens when the Democrats get caught. The evidence magically disappears. Because let's face it, many of these high-level Democrats, they're pedophiles, they're rapists, they're corrupt officials, they accept bribes and kickbacks. They are criminals. And so they have to hide all their evidence. They have to bury everything. And big tech helps them do that through the selective censorship to just blacklist any story that's critical of Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. That's what's going on. They're just blacklisting all the stories. And now the narrative from the mainstream media is that, oh, none of this is true. It's all a Russian conspiracy theory. It's the Russians again. So apparently, oh, it's not Hunter Biden raping Chinese teens on video. No, it's the Russians doing it. It's not Hunter Biden smoking crack. It's the Russians smoking crack. It's not Hunter Biden that wrote the emails talking about how much money he's getting in exchange for political favors from his dad. No, the Russians wrote those emails, I guess. This is what we're being told. So whenever the Democrats can't figure out how to answer anything honestly and they can't make it go away, they just scream, it's the Russians. Classic Democrat spin. The Russians. These emails were taken from Hunter Biden's laptop, not some Russian laptop. Russia's got nothing to do with it. In fact, the biggest part of the story involves China and Chinese getting blackmail material on the Biden family. So obviously at this point, Joe Biden should step down. He cannot be president because he's compromised. He wouldn't pass a national security background check. And by the way, he's not even mentally all there. And he's a plagiarist as well. He's barely ever had an original thought in his head in his whole life. He's, you know, he cheated his way through law school and he kept plagiarizing people as a senator. And even most of his speeches are plagiarizing someone. He's a puppet. He's a deep state puppet. Even now he wears earpieces during the town hall, events. He's not even his own person. And he is compromised. His family is compromised. And Joe Biden is the father of a rapist and a drug addict. And you can't have someone in the White House running the country when their family is so deeply compromised and untrustworthy and, you know, substance abusers and sex addicts and so on. And that's exactly what Hunter Biden is. So at this point, Joe Biden should step down. I don't expect that to happen. The media will try to cover for him because the media doesn't mind having a criminal in the White House, as long as it's a Democrat criminal, they're used to that. Barack Obama was a criminal too, for different reasons. That's what Democrats want, is criminals that they can control. And they sure don't want the patriots to have their man in the White House, i.e. Trump. But stay tuned. This story is developing rapidly. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and also follow my breaking news at brighteon.social. There are over 10,000 users there. The news is breaking every minute. Check it all out, brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Stay informed.